KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school sports from last night, some regional semifinal volleyball was played in classes 4A and 5A. And in class 4A Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton with a 3-0 sweep over Spencer. And Carroll picked up a 3-0 win over Denison Schleswig. In class 4A Region 2, Glenwood a 3-0 sweep past Winterset. And Lewis Central went the distance to knock off Harlan 3-2. The final there, as Lewis Central takes the deciding final set 15-12 there to advance. And so Glenwood and Lewis Central now will meet up in that Region 2 final. In Class 5A Region 1, it was Dowling Catholic 3-0 sweep over Thomas Jefferson, and Sioux City East went 3-1 over Sioux City North. And in Region 2, West Des Moines Valley a 3-0 sweep over Councilboats Abraham Lincoln, and Johnston a 3-1 winner over Indianola. The regional finals for those classes will be contested coming up next Tuesday. Class 3A will also have their regional finals coming up next Tuesday night. Classes 1A and 2A will be contesting their regional semifinals coming up here this next Monday. State cross-country qualifying was set yesterday for Class 1A and 2A schools, and some of those sites ended up being postponed until today. One of those from the area, though, that was contested was in Mount Air, and the Nottoway Valley boys cross-country team finished second, and they qualify for the state meet next Saturday. The Wolverines scored 71 points. Earlham was the champion with 27. Wolverines had three top 10 finishers. Doug Berg was fifth. Ben Braheny was ninth. Toby Bauer was 10th. Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren was the individual champion. Earlham had four of the top six finishers there in that boys' race. On the girls' side, Van Meter was the champ with 27 points. Earlham qualified in the second spot with 47 points. Claire Kelly of Van Meter was the individual champion, and Lily Dixon of Earlham was the runner-up. A couple of area runners did make it in the top 10 to advance to state. McKenna Hogan of Lennox was sixth, and Krista Cass of Orient-Maxburg was seventh to advance on there to the state meet. Now, coming up here today, a couple of those area sites that were postponed from yesterday due to the weather. The ACGC host location will be holding their state qualifying meet at 1:30 here this afternoon. And in Audubon, they have moved that to here to today. And they originally were going to move that to 4 o'clock here today, but that's been bumped up an hour. That'll start at 3 o'clock here today at that Audubon site. And in Class 2A, the local teams were involved in Panorama and Panora, and that was actually postponed as well from yesterday. They moved that to a 1:30 start also here this afternoon. Now, for that Class 2A site, that'll be the top three teams and top 15 individuals that will advance on to state. And the Class 1A sites that'll be running today, it'll be the top two teams and top 10 individuals that advance on to state. That change there in Class 1A was due to creating more qualifying meet sites this year due to the COVID pandemic. So that is what is on tap here today. Once again, in 1A, ACGC in Audubon, ACGC at 1:30, Audubon at 3, and in 2A, Panorama at 1:30 there for those state qualifying cross-country meets. Runners trying to advance to the 1A and 2A state meet, which will be held on Halloween on October 31st. Moving on there from cross-country notes to high school football. We've got another round of the playoffs on tap here tonight. The Atlantic Trojans are amped up for their first home football playoff game in 18 years. And the Trojans will play host to the Des Moines Christian Lions in a 2A second-round playoff game at the Trojan Bowl. We'll have coverage here tonight. Trojans earned a bye in the first round. Des Moines Christian won their first-round contest over Albia 38-0. The game is a district rematch from the regular season. The Trojans won the first meeting on September 25th, 38-0. The Trojans racked up 342 yards of offense in that game, and Des Moines Christian head coach Matt Waring was impressed with the Trojans' toughness and expects more of the same this time around.
Saw a physical team, loved it. Told them that after the game, way to bring it. And, I really don't, based on their film and things like that, I mean, coaches always have tricks up their sleeve, but you guys do what you do, and I don't really expect anything different. You're going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball, and every once in a while pass it to number 7, who's a speedster on the edge.
And that regular season game was Des Moines Christian's first game back from 2 weeks out due to quarantine issues. Coach Waring said his team is starting to get in the groove again after battling through that break and some injuries.
I think we are, I don't want to overspeak or put the cart before the horse, but I think we are back on track. We won our first two games of the season and then missed two games due to quarantine and things like that. It's taking a little bit to get back on track.
Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said he expects this to be a different challenge from the Lions given the circumstances the first time.
This is a little bit different team than we faced the first time. You know, they've got a 6'1", 230-pound running back in Josh Shank, and then if you watch the film from their last game against Albia, you know, he breaks off, you know, 2-3 long runs, but it's with 4 or 5 guys on his back. You know, for us to be successful, we're going to have to hit him low.
Not only is this the first playoff home game in 18 years, it's the first playoff game in general since 2008. The Trojans also get to play at the Trojan Bowl for just the second time this season, so Coach McDermott said there's a lot of motivation for his guys to create some positive memories.
You know, that's something, too, that we've talked about as well with our kids is, hey, this is an opportunity for you to, you know, put something up on the wall, and that's something that you can come back and look at and point out with your friends, 20 years later and say, hey, you know, that was kind of something. And that's a big deal for our guys, I think.
You can hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45. We'll have coverage of the Trojans and Lions on KJN tonight with the Pick'em Show starting off the evening. Who's going to win at 6, followed by a pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And I'll be joined by Mike Smith for the call here from the Trojan Bowl. We'll have it here on air, online, and we'll have a graphic-enhanced audio broadcast available for you tonight as well over on KJN-TV. Now, the second round, of course, including lots of other games around the area. In Class 4A, Councilman Thomas Jefferson is at Ankeny, and it'll be West Des Moines Valley at Abraham Lincoln. Class 3A matchups have Denison Sleschwig at Sergeant Bluff Luton, Bondurant Ferrara is at Harlan, Norwalk is at Lewis Central. In the other 2A game from the area, Clarinda is at Greene County. In Class 1A, Kemper Catholic goes to Emmitsburg. It'll be Trainer at Western Christian. Panorama is at Pella Christian. ACGC goes to Van Meter. I-35 is at Mount Air. Woodward Granger is at Underwood. And Esac County is at OABCIG. In Class A, Nottoway Valley at Earlham. Woodbury Central's at St. Albert. Riverside at Lawton Bronson. IKM Manning at Logan Magnolia. In 8-player, it'll be West Harrison at Remsen-St. Mary's. Harris Lake Park is at Coon Rapids Baird. Lamoni is at Southeast Warren. Collins Maxwell goes to Martinsdale St. Mary's. East Mills is at Audubon. Stanton Essex is at Cam. And Woodbine is at Fremont Mills. That's a look at your high school football playoff schedule here tonight. A couple of national sports notes. Carson Wentz threw an 18-yard touchdown pass to Boston Scott with 40 seconds remaining, and the Eagles overcame an 11-point deficit in the final 7 minutes to beat the New York Giants 22-21 last night. And the Holiday Bowl has become the fourth bowl game to be called off due to the coronavirus pandemic. Holiday Bowl officials say the board of directors voted unanimously to cancel what would have been the 43rd straight edition of the game. It would have been the first year of a 6-year deal to match up teams from the Pac-12 and ACC. Bowl officials had been seeking a suitable place to play after San Diego State announced that they were closing San Diego Credit Union Stadium here this year. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Denter Motor Company and Downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.